Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are continuing our study on the biblical principle of sowing and reaping, or seed time and harvest. Today we are going to discuss the seed of the Word of God. We have been studying six different types of seed, and today we'll work on Word of God seed. We've also previously covered thoughts as seeds and words as seeds, actions as seeds, and now we're on the fourth type of seed, which is the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 13, as well as in Luke chapter 8, Jesus told the parable of the sower and the seed, and he specifically identified in that particular parable that the seed was the Word of God, and that it is sown in a person's heart. God wants us to sow the Word of God in our hearts every single day. You don't just plant one seed of the Word of God and then that's good for life, any more than a farmer plants a single seed and expects to have a harvest every single year from that one particular seed. You have to sow abundantly to reap abundantly, but also you must sow continuously in season. We have a tremendous promise in the Word of God from the Lord Himself in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. The Lord said about His own Word, "My Word, which goes forth from my mouth, will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." God says that His Word will not return void or empty. It will accomplish exactly what God sent it forth to accomplish. But the key for us as believers is that we have to take the seed of the Word of God and plant it in our lives. It is available to you. If you never plant it, though, you will never reap a harvest. If you are a born-again Christian, you, at some point in your life, allowed the Word of God seed on salvation to be planted in your heart. And as a result, you have reaped a harvest called salvation. You can plant the Word of God or sow the seed of the Word of God in your own heart and life for any of the promises of God, such as healing, protection, wisdom, guidance, and many, many other things that apply to your individual life. And it is God's will that you do so. And He delights to bring to pass the Word of God that you sow in your life. But it is up to you to take hold of the seed and go out and plant it. As it says in Matthew chapter 13, the sower went out to sow. That was a definite decision on the part of the sower, and it was an action that he took to sow seed diligently so that he could reap a harvest. You will have to decide in your own heart and life that you're going to take the seed of the Word of God and plant it if you are ever going to see a harvest. But God wants you to see and experience an abundant harvest in your life. But how do you plant the seed of the Word of God? Well, first of all, we recognize from the parable that Jesus told that the seed's planted in the heart of the person. And in your heart, you plant that word through memorizing the scripture, meditating on scripture, reading the Word of God, speaking it out with your mouth, declaring the Word of God over your own life, over your family, over your marriage, over your finances, over every area pertaining to you in this life. And by doing so, you are planting or sowing the seed of the Word of God. And sowing the Word of God in your life will produce great things. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32, we see the example of the mustard seed that was sown. And as Jesus told that particular parable, he said that the mustard seed was so small, so insignificant in appearance, and yet it eventually produces a large enough tree for birds to nest in. The Word of God may look like nothing that can produce change of the magnitude that you need for your particular situation. Yet the truth is, it can and will produce great results for you if you plant it and diligently tend to it, water it, and fertilize it by continuously speaking and believing and standing upon the Word of God, and you don't allow weeds of unbelief to crop up in your seed bed and choke out the planting or sowing that you have already done. By this, I simply mean, don't let things that are contrary to the Word of God, whether they are your own words or thoughts or the pressure of worry and fear, to come and quench what you have begun to do by planting the Word of God in your life. Let me give you a very interesting illustration from the lives of some real-life farmers. This couple, Christian couple, had a farm in Wisconsin, and they believed the Word of God, and they made a decision to plant not only their corn that they planted every year as corn farmers, but they also decided they would plant the Word of God and speak the Word of God over their farm and over their crops, believing God's Word to bring to pass exactly what He said. They found an interesting scripture in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 29. And in that verse, it says that God calls the grain, meaning that He calls it forth from the earth. He calls it forth. They use that scripture and changed it to corn, since that's the type of grain that they planted. So they said, God calls the corn in our life and in our farm. And they would declare that as they planted their seeds of corn for their harvest for that year. Well, one year they planted their corn as usual between the first and the middle of May. And as they planted, they made their biblical confession of the Word of God, saying, we plant the corn and God calls the corn, and then we will gather it in. They began to declare God's Word over their very simple situation of farming, that was their career and their pursuit in life. And as the corn was growing, it was making tremendous progress. And by the end of June, it was 3 feet tall. They had already surpassed the old farmer's adage in the United States that says knee-high by the 4th of July. But then on the 30th day of June, a tremendous hailstorm came to their area. It had rained off and on all that particular day, but all of a sudden, when it was sunny just for a moment, a tremendous wind grew strong and the hail started falling. It lasted about 10 minutes, but there was a staggering amount of hail that had come down on their crops. The farmer went out to survey his corn, and it did not look good. The corn that had stood 3 feet tall and healthy was now shredded and lying on the ground. They got out their Bibles, and they began to declare Ezekiel 36:29. They said over and over again as they walked through their fields, we still say God calls the corn. And that's all they would say about it when people called to inquire how their crop was after that hailstorm. But soon harvest time came. People asked them again about the status of their corn harvest. They were able to smile and say, God is faithful. He still calls the corn. They harvested good corn that year on tall stalks, and they had no loss. They took the Word of God and planted it like seed in their lives. God wants you to do that with regard to your own personal situation. Plant the Word of God with regard to your children, your marriage, your finances, your health, everything about your life, because God does care for you. If you don't have joy in your life, plant the Word of God seed in Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Jeremiah wrote these words, and he said, your words, referring to the Word of God, were found, and I ate them, and your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart. If you are depressed, discouraged, plant the Word of God seed and let it bring forth joy in your life. If you are fearful, take the word of God in Psalm 27 and in Psalm 91 and Psalm 34:7, and begin to plant that word of God seed in your heart by reading it and writing it and memorizing it and speaking it and getting your children to memorize it with you and declaring it over your life, so that fear will flee from you and you'll stand in confidence in God's protection. There are so many scriptures that you can plant the word of God in your life and see a tremendous harvest. If you've been struggling in your career, understand that God's word promises to the believer, the one who walks with God, that he determined and decided and declared that he wanted to give to you success and prosperity in every area of your life, but it requires planting the word of God seed. Joshua 1:8 is the perfect example of that. The Lord told Joshua, if you will meditate on my word day and night and do according to all that's written in it, you will be prosperous and have good success. The Lord wanted Joshua to plant the word of God seed in his own life and heart, and as a result, he would have a harvest of victory and success and prosperity in everything he put his hand to. Plant the word of God seed in your life, teach your children to do it, and you will reap a harvest of blessing that God longs to see you experience in your life. But don't be sparing in your planting of the word of God. He who sows sparingly, the scripture tells us, will reap sparingly. You want a big harvest, sow abundantly. And God will be faithful as the Lord of the harvest to see your harvest come in from sowing the word of God's seed in your life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.